Let's go over here to Otto, who's calling us from Puyallup.
Hello, Dr. Ride. Yes, well, I'd like to see if you could help me a little bit about thyroid. My T3 and my T4, my thyroid is running slow, and I'm kind of picking up on the weight. Can you help me, give me some pointers on what I could do to lose weight and what your clinic has to offer?
Okay, well, that's two topics there, and that's fine because we got the time for it. One is thyroid, and the other one is weight loss. Now, as far as thyroid goes, it seems I just heard you had the measurements called T4 and T3. And what were you told about those measurements, sir? Were they normal, low, or high?
Well, all I know is I've been taking my basal, my whatever you call that. You're the doctor. I take my temperature in the morning, and I'm at 96.4, 96.5, around there. I know I think optimal is supposed to be 98.4, so that lets me know why I've been picking up the pounds.
Well, it could, sir. Now, back in the day when the doctor who came up with that correlation between the body temperature and weak thyroid, when he came up with that was Broda Barnes, by the way, when he came up with that, he was correct. Nearly everybody who is down in the 96s and 97s had a weak thyroid. However, what he didn't have in his day was all the environmental pollution. I mean, that was back in the 1930s, and pollution had started, but it wasn't near the extreme it is now, and it's getting worse. And what Dr. Gaby, who's written that giant, massive, wonderful book called Nutritional Medicine, and I have been observing, even as of about 1985, is only half the people who had the low body temperature actually were weak thyroid. And the other half, they were just too toxed out with pollutants. And when they got the pollutants out, their body temperature went up. So it could be thyroid. What I'd suggest you do on that one is work with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to find out, first, what is the measurement. Now remember, it's, of course, the free T3 and the free T4 that does all the work, particularly the free T3. So you got to get those measured. And see how you're doing and whether that does correlate with the body temperature in your case. And if it does and it's low, why, certainly the thyroid will help a person lose weight. Now, t'other thing, though, getting over to just plain old weight loss, first question we always got to know, because it really makes a difference, is do either you or anyone else of any of your relatives have type 2 diabetes or have low blood sugar attacks, one or the other?
I do have low blood sugar attacks.
You remember Bob Atkins of the Atkins diet, who was so thoroughly criticized by the medical mainstream because he wanted people to go on a high-protein, low-carb diet called the Atkins diet? Well, Dr. Atkins was right, and modern researchers are finding that all this nonsense about low-fat diets is totally nonsense, and in fact, it's detrimental. Now, the Atkins diet was a good one, but it's been updated to pay attention to all the environmental pollution. And so anybody who has low blood sugar attacks or has type 2 diabetes in their family or has type 2 diabetes themselves and wants to lose weight, all they got to do is get onto the paleo diet, P-A-L-E-O diet. And I'm telling you, it works time after time. I hear this from so many people. It was hard to stick to, but I lost 30 pounds. Now can I take a break? And what I tell people is, well, yeah, but if you start gaining weight again, you're taking too much of a break, and you can let your weight tell you. Now, the paleo diet is the very, very best thing, but the second thing that has to be in there is some exercise. And there's actually been research on what type of exercise works best for control of the blood sugar in people who have the low blood sugar attacks or happen to have type 2 diabetes already. And that's that thing called interval training. And that's where we exercise as hard as we can, as fast as we can for a few minutes, and then we and recover. And there's a book out there called The 12-Minute Exercise Program by Dr. Sears, like the store. And it goes through all those details. And when people put together the paleo diet and Dr. Sears' 12-Minute Exercise Program, here's the real fun thing, if you can call it fun. You can eat as much of the food that's specified on the paleo diet as you want. You could just stuff yourself with it, and you're going to lose weight anyway. I'm not kidding you. And that will not work on people who don't have blood sugar trouble. They can stuff themselves with a paleo diet and they just gain weight. But it has to do with the metabolism of a person who has sugar problems, that they can stuff themselves full of the paleo diet and still gain weight. So anyway, sir, that's the answers to those questions on the thyroid and on the obesity. And it makes it easier, in a manner of speaking, when a person has blood sugar to tell them how to lose weight, because it almost always works. In fact, I haven't seen it fail yet.
I know, but you say the exercise. I kind of want to just sit down and lose weight.
Good luck, sir. You still will, but just not as fast if you follow that paleo.